Hello, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Deborah Hipsch. She's from San Juan Capistrano, California.
Let's all step back and breathe, the mayor of Los Angeles said at the height of recent protests. His words may have been a response to the words, "I can't breathe," uttered by the African-American man whose death days earlier by the police sparked worldwide protests. Suddenly, I connected the dots. Two of the crises roiling the United States at the moment, racial injustice and the pandemic, are both linked in some way to the issue of breathing. This aha moment led me to prayer. As I asked God to show me what I needed to know to be of help, I saw that inspiration is a vital function of prayer as well as an element of breathing. For me, prayer is the taking in or breathing in of how God is loving, guiding, and protecting His universe, including each of us. Inspiration is a divine right for all humanity, whether sick, oppressed, or the object of discrimination. In her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, the discoverer of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, defines man in part as the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. Inspiration certainly is a right idea. It's an aspect of our true spiritual identity. So it can't ever be taken away, not even by disease or brutality. When a nation is convulsed by urgent pleas for health and equality, we can breathe, pray with deep spiritual inspiration. As we do, we open up to God the omnipresent power of good, and this in turn breathes hope and healing into individual hearts around the world.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.